Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, you've heard of Tipperary, but have you heard of Tamburlaine?
Do you know in our very first edition of Mind Food, almost 5 years ago, we did a story on biodynamic winery. It was actually over in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And on the show today, we've got Mark Davison, and he owns an organic vineyard. Hi, Mark.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Now, you bought your winery about 28 years ago, is that right?
Well, it is. It could be 29. I lose count. but it's at least that long.
Between drinks.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't organic or biodynamic then, though, was it?
No, well, there was very little happening in that area. I mean, there was Bottle Bilar and a bloke called Gil Walquist. I don't know whether you remember that. But he did in Mudgee, where he was promoting this idea very early on. But even 15 years ago, there wasn't a lot of action in converting from, well, our blind faith in chemicals,
right.
Chemical sprays, systemic chemical sprays, and that sort of agriculture into organic farming. That was in its infancy 15 years ago.
And how many years does it take to convert, you know, a traditional vineyard into a biodynamic or organic wine?
You can change tomorrow. You can change any time. Yeah. But in Australia, we accept that there's a three-year conversion period from the time that you register your organic management plan in the first place for a farm.
And in terms of what you do, I mean, what sort of things do you face? I mean, the guys that use the chemicals are obviously what? Is that to keep flies and things like that off the fruit?
Or? Oh, look, you know, every crop has its, you know, had insect and fungi issues in temperate, I should say, almost subtropical New South Wales.
There's
certainly a little bit of that fungal issue, and grapevines are fleshy plants that are susceptible to fungi. So, yeah, certainly there's fungicides and pesticides that have been evolved over many years since World War II that have become into... some have been deregistered, but many more have been registered.
Okay.
And we're quite comfortable with using them.
Yeah.
Does the wine itself taste any different?
Oh, it tastes great.
Yeah. I know. I can imagine that.
But no, it's the first question. I mean, it's often, does it taste better? Well, I don't know. How does it, you know, sometimes it's the way you feel that makes wine taste better. But, I mean, you should, I mean, from the point of view of the wines that are available that are certified organic in Australia, which are still are not a huge proportion of Australian production, 0.01% of the Australian grape crop is certified organic.
Wow, that's so small, isn't it? Yeah.
That's very, very small.
Very, very small. There's a very limited, sounds like a very limited availability, but most of the production of organic grapes in Australia are going on in the premium regions of Australia. They're certainly not as characteristic in the, what we call the bulk production areas of the Riverina and the Riverland of South Australia and Victoria. We're certainly not seeing so much there, but we're seeing a hell of a lot in the premium regions on premium vineyards. So, you know, you've got great wines, good winemakers, more and more top winemakers choosing to have part or all of their vineyards organically run. So we're seeing it. There's plenty of choice out there.
Well, look, it's a very, very interesting topic. And you know, for people that are maybe have a vineyard and are listening in today, is it a hard thing to invest in? I mean, I imagine there's a lot of cost involved in this.
It's not. And that, I think that's the other great issue to dispense with in this conversation, and that is that organic wines aren't necessarily more expensive to grow. You know, I mean, you're never going to get as big a crops if you're looking for just bulk, and you want to make wine $5 a bottle, or, you know, very cheap wine. But if you're in the, what Australians tend to be drinking is more that, you know, what we call the varietal region, you know, premium wines, that are under $20. You know, you can grow those very competitively, organically, as against non-organically.
Look, Mark, thank you for coming on talking about your boutique operation there today, Organic Wine. It's really, really cool. You're the CEO, Chief, and the Chief Winemaker at Tamburlaine. And, of course, for more details, if you missed any of this interview, jump onto mindfood.com. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Oh, no problem, anytime.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, great.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.